My name's Ellie, or Miss Ellie, as my first graders call me, and this is Confessions of a New Teacher, a place where I hope you can go to laugh, cry, and feel like you have someone to relate to. This podcast is just confessions about all the teaching topics and tricks no one ever told me about, but I'm here to tell you about. Being a new teacher is confusing and scary, but we're all in this together. So what's the most important part of my day as a teacher, right? You probably think lunch or recess. Wrong. What is it? A morning check-in. Now, you know, as teachers, we're just trying to find the best routine for our classrooms, right? Like what works for this kid doesn't work for that kid. But trust me when I say this is seriously the key to having a fluid and calm morning. I can never see myself not doing this process. It's the most important part of my day and the routines I use, and I'll give you some insight into why I think it's the most important part of my day and some tips for you to implement this into your day. So, you know, as a teacher, we have so many expectations for our students, right? We want them to sit up straight. We want to make sure that they're engaged. We want to make sure they're learning, that they're meeting targets, that they're getting the material. But at the core of it, students really just need to feel safe, respected, and valued before that they can even meet any of our expectations. And a morning check-in is a great way to do this. The whole point of this kind of check-in process is to help students right from the jump, right from when they walk into the door every day, feel acknowledged and ready to learn. Now, in my class, our morning kind of check-in meeting is the first thing we do, right? So backpacks off, they're back at their desks, and they're ready to work on their packet. This check-in process is up to you about how long you want it to take. It can be 5 minutes or more like 15 to 20 minutes like my class does. All that matters is you give students that chance to identify and regulate how they're feeling independently. Because as a teacher, your morning is so chaotic. It's like 20 to 30 kids all having a story to share, all wanting validation and attention and needing to get their feelings out. And even if you're teaching older grades where your kids might be quieter, trust me, they are still feeling the same on the inside. So this process is kind of your opportunity as a teacher to set routines and expectations about how your morning should go. So I'm going to paint a picture for you, right? Because I'm a visual person, about how my mornings went before I decided to create this like check-in packet process. So I would get my kids, and I swear it was every day. Someone was upset from the morning. Students didn't eat breakfast. They might have had a rough night with their families. So I'm here trying to balance this, right, with 20 to 30 kids and navigate them. Then your principal pops up, parents pop up, staff pops up. They want to do a walk-in of your room. You have a kid doing a, they have a little breakdown in the corner of your classroom. I literally have a headache just talking about that. I started off my day on the wrong foot for a very long time. And it really just ruined my day. It was like, every time I opened the door to welcome them in, my heart kind of dropped. I was like, oh God, like what's going to happen now? Like, how can I get ready to problem solve? And I felt like I was late to the race, you know? So instead, this is how my mornings flow. After we got our check-in process kind of down, this is how it went. Students walked in knowing to hold back their stories for a later time. Backpacks go away. There's soft, like Starbucks music playing in the background. Students are speaking to each other in very soft voices, walking to their desks. They sit and complete their morning check-in packet. Doesn't that sound like a literal dream, right? And the check-in packet asks them like how they're feeling, if they have a goal for the week. It gives them coloring pages and self-regulation images. Now, this check-in packet gives my students the time to check in with themselves. Like, am I angry? I wonder why. But also, I give them the tools to calm themselves, right? At the end of the packet, there's coloring pages or breathing exercises. You know, as a teacher, I swear to you, this is the calmest part of my day because they walk in, they know where to go. I can finish up anything I have to do for the day, walk around with my coffee, just checking in with my students on a personal level. I seriously feel like I'm at Starbucks in the morning. And this packet is weekly, right? So it gives me data to access. Like, I wonder if Cody's grades have to do with the fact that he's been feeling upset this week. You know, that's just an example. Maybe I need to check in. students fill out their packets for like 10, 20 minutes. Then we do a share out so they can share their goal or anything else they want to talk about, something exciting happening, or if they just want to chat with some friends. Now, you might be wondering what's in this beautiful morning check-in packet. Like, I doubt it's that easy. Now, this is a packet I made, and I will share it as a free resource on my TPT site because it's just amazing. And if I could have every teacher do this, I totally would do it. Or feel free to make your own. You know, it doesn't have to be the way I'm doing it, as long as you just have something implemented it. I think when you look at your mornings as a teacher, it's like your first impression of the day. And if it starts off kind of wonky and chaotic, then you're already focusing so much of your energy on literally nothing that matters, just the morning chaos, you know? So the check-in packet is really kid-friendly. You open it up to the first page. There's a bunch of different emotions and kids get to circle pictures. There's sentence frames and you can edit this, copy this, do whatever you feel like you need to do for your kids. And you know, I have my students pick a goal every week, and I think this is really important for them to feel a sense of accomplishment, right? Because you're not just grading stuff every day, especially in first grade, and giving it back to them for them to feel that kind of pride. So I have some general like social emotional goals listed on the board, and then I have some for our school, like whatever our goal acronym is. But also, it can just be something that you think that student needs to focus on. For example, do they need to focus on joining the class? Do they need to focus on hands to self? Do they need to focus on raising their hand for permission to speak? And if you see a student maybe not meeting that goal that they set for themselves, you can say, oh, Cody, remember, what's your goal for this week? They can recite it to you and kind of snap themselves back to where they should be. Now, I want you to put yourself right back to that beautiful, calm coffee shop scene I painted for you. That's not the reality the first couple of times you do this, but trust me, when you get it going, it's seriously the best way to welcome your class and students in. And they have a sense of like being valued, like, wow, my teacher really cares about me, because everyone gets the chance to share that compared to having like 30 of them run up to you at once, right? Now, if you don't do this setup, there are totally other ways that you can kind of introduce your students to the class. But as long as you have a morning structure that gives you freedom as a teacher to kind of go do what you need to do, I think you're setting yourself up for success. So what is a morning check-in? Like literally, what is it and how do you implement it? Now, you can do this a couple of ways, right? There's the paper and pen version, which is what I do, or you can do like a morning meeting, a whole class style. You know, I find the packet format easier for me to manage my class and their needs. I have students with a wide variety of specialties and needs and, you know, social emotional needs and problem solving things that we're still learning. So for me to have the time for them to be doing something to benefit themselves, but also because it's not morning meeting style, I have the freedom to go in and check on certain things or students that need checking on. The whole purpose of this is for students to have the opportunity to kind of offload and regulate their emotions, whether it's positive or negative. The key is that you just keep it consistent. You know, students thrive off of consistency. My favorite part of the morning check-in is some students are able to share things with peers, but they share it in an appropriate environment. It's not while I'm teaching math or ELA, but during this check-in time. And as a new teacher, oh my God, you could be teaching this amazing math lesson, right? You were up all night doing it. You're like, wow, they're going to be so engaged. Then you have a student raise their hand and ask you, Miss Ellie, can I talk about the pet turtle I got last night? You know, it's kind of disheartening as a teacher. You're like, wait, what? You're not paying attention to what I'm teaching? But seriously, in the minds of young students, all the way up to high school, I think, they're very like focused on themselves, right? That's just developmentally where they're at. So I think if you give them the chance to kind of talk about what's on their mind, it leaves them open and receptive to your teaching later on in the day. Now, I love to ask some questions after I do my paper pen kind of morning check-in, like, how are you feeling? What's your goal for this week? What's something you're excited about? I'll normally add like a silly question in the middle, like, do you like donuts or cake better? Tacos or burritos? Would you rather go to the moon or visit the ocean? Then I'll end on my third and last question, which is something with a positive intention that I want to get them on the right track. Like, what's one positive thing you will do today? Or how will you be a good friend? Some other things I love doing are just reminding students that I love them, they're good people, and I totally believe in them. So I know some of y'all have some questions, and I want to kind of get the answers to them. So the first one is, what's the difference between a morning meeting compared to a morning check-in packet? And, you know, they're essentially the same thing, as in they have the same purpose, right? So the whole purpose of both of these things are to create a warm environment, get kids engaged and receptive, regulating their emotions. I think the difference, though, is a morning meeting is essentially styled like a teacher is sitting in a circle with their students, asking questions, getting students to engage with one another, compared to the check-in packet I do, which is a literal packet that they can fill out, color in, talk about, and then we do kind of like a shorter, informal morning meeting at their desks. Now, I think either is perfect for your classroom, whichever one works, but the reason that I do a packet is because I know myself and I know I need the time in the morning to be able to check in on my students like individually. And even for myself, you know what? Sometimes in the morning as a teacher, you just need the time. You wish you had like 5 more minutes on the clock to get one more thing done. You know, and if students have the expectation to be working on something productive while I'm able to go around and check in on students, it's a lot less chaos than all of us sitting in a circle, me trying to fix someone's deep problem in front of another 20 students. You could even combine both, you know, it could be a little like piece of paper. I know I've seen teachers do sticky notes. So they write, students will write their name on the side of the sticky note that has the sticky stuff on it. And then they stick it to a board that says, how are you feeling today? I'm good. Not good. I need a check-in. You know, those are great for older grade levels, but in the younger grades, in my experience, I mean, I'm new, I don't really have a lot of experience, but most of the younger kids, all of them will want your attention and kind of for you to be paying attention to them. So I stick with a format that I know I'm able to get to all of my kids, but if someone walks in and needs something from me, it's not like chaos, like my kids are doing something productive. Another question I know I had before I did this is, well, isn't this going to take away time from teaching? And you know, the answer to that question is yeah. Yeah, you know, it's going to take anywhere from 5 to 20 to 30 minutes away from teaching, but I think the time you're putting into this morning process, you get out of it in engagement like tenfold. If your kids aren't regulated and they need their needs aren't taken care of, they're not going to care. No matter how many Go noodles you put on, how much color is in your PowerPoint, they will not care. Kids are egocentric, right? So that means developmentally, their world revolves around them. So when you're trying to get them to add 2 plus 2, I'm sure Connor over there is thinking about his pet turtle he got last night. So it's important to give your kids this chance so that later on in the day, guess what? They'll also give you the chance to teach. Another question I've gotten from some friends is, my admin is not about this morning check-in time. You know, this is something that I would suggest going over with your team. I really have yet to hear from a principal saying no to this process, but just see how the structure of your day goes. But this process isn't important. Like, the time isn't important, but it can be as simple as show me a thumbs up, down, or sideways on your way into the classroom. You know, this is the way for you as a teacher to build relationships and really make your kids, know them inside and out. So I wouldn't suggest like foregoing this process, but I would suggest finding a way that's easiest and best for you. Okay, the last question, where can I get this glorious morning check-in packet you keep talking about? Now, I'm going to update it probably later this week, like first week of April-ish, to get it on my TPT store. It's going to be free because I just hope that you guys utilize something like this. And if you'd like the version that you can edit, please feel free to email me or reach out to me on Instagram. I am Sac City Teacher. I can send it to you like the editable version, but I think TPT only lets me upload it as a PDF. But feel free to use it with your friends, copy it, edit it. I know it's March, so it's kind of a weird time to be thinking about next year, but this is something I suggest you do in advance, because once you kind of get closer to the school year, your focus shifts onto curriculum, right? Because you're planning out lessons, your weeks, how your schedule is going to go, decorating. So I think if you have like an arsenal of like social, emotional things that you can whip out to your class, that's perfect. And I just want to say like one last thing. If you're a student teacher listening to this, hey, welcome. But also one thing that I did when I was a student teacher that I literally think is the best idea ever is for you to take over this morning check-in time. Obviously not on your first day and talk to your resident teacher, but I think just being able to kind of set yourself up as the teacher, the first thing, you know, when the kids walk in is really helpful because it's not based on curriculum. It is based on social emotional standards, but you know, it's based on something that you're able to kind of have more room with compared to a standard that your RT might need, like a lesson plan for. Ask your RT if this is, you know, something that you can do and kind of go over the morning check-in process with them. You can come up with a new question each day. You can do the thumbs up, thumbs down, morning check-in, morning meeting, you know, or just create your own. You know your students better than anybody. Just pull the pieces that you think are best for them. I really, really, really encourage you as a student teacher to claim your space in the class you're in and make sure your kids know that you care about them. You're not just there to teach. You know, you don't have your credential yet, but that doesn't mean anything. You're there just invested as any other teacher. So claim your space in the classroom. Talk to your RT. And maybe you can find other ways that you can kind of incorporate getting to know your kids on this kind of like grounded level. Well, that's all I have for you guys. If you have any questions or you want a different format of that check-in packet, reach out to me. But as always, thanks for listening.